scaleless vision. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. Acts chapter 9, verse 17 and 18. Saul of Tarsus, before his conversion, before we knew him as the Apostle Paul, was a man determined to stand against every religion that was unlike his own. He didn't know it, but he was looking through the impeded vision of his ancestors and through the optical lens of their tradition. However, God was getting ready to do something new that also included him, but he could not see it. And so he got warrants and started hunting Christians all over the place. When he came close to Damascus, that's when a bright light shined from heaven and took away the vision that caused him to see division. His friends assisted him because he was blind. They took him into the city and left him there. Surely he could see who his true friends were now. He began praying and saw a man in a vision named Ananias coming to lay hands on him. And so it was that when Ananias prayed, Saul's sight finally returned after 3 days. Interesting. So let me get this right. He is seeing visions now? Wait, was he blind before or is he blind now? You can decide that for yourself. But I do know this for sure. Only after the scales were removed was he ready for baptism, because he could now see the reason why it should be done. I got a question for you. Can you see the reason why you should be baptized? Or are you still waiting for Ananias to show up? Dear Lord, help us not to wear the blindfolds that are handed down to us as a tradition, but help us to seek vision. Because when we wear mama's out-of-date prescription broken glasses, all we can do is oppose and persecute the things we don't understand. So, Lord, we're asking for your help, that our eyes may be opened while they are opened. Please, Lord, banish our ignorance, because the truth is, many of us are living in our parents' dream and vision for our lives. And we gladly say it's a family tradition. We don't even know that tradition is nothing more than the living voice of the dead. How then can we expect to be alive while we are following the instructions of people who have died? That's why we follow you, Jesus, because you're alive, and we thank you for your amazing grace, because we once were blind, but now we see. Here's a piece I call scaleless vision. So this is what it feels like, huh? Being blind? I wish I could put time and rewind and I can go back and be kind. Oh man, what happened? All I remember is a light. I was high as a kite and the next thing I know, I'm seeing day as the night. Cause the ray was so bright and my head was so light, with all of my might, I was trying to fight. I heard this voice and he gave me no choice. But he told me it's not wise to play these tricks. In other words, he said, son, don't kick these pricks. And the next thing I know, I'm being led with a stick. I can't believe it. I'm blind. I'm really blind. The men that were with me were scared as well, because when they heard his voice, they were scared as hell. In fact, they had no other choice, because when the light came, I fell right off my horse. And that's when I knew it was over. But his voice just gave me some closure. Now I'm fasting, praying, seeking for direction to know the Master's way, my spirit's in erection. He got my attention, releasing my tension. Used to be a star player, now he got me benching. While I'm standing at this intersection, thanking God for his intervention, at least in the midst of this lesson, I'm praying it's still a blessing. No need to be stressing, just trying to get some rest, and no matter my profession, this is my professing. I'm staying right here, waiting for Ananias to make some intercession. And the moment he laid hands, he changed the whole game plan. It's simple and plain, fam, not the same old same plan or the same old same man, because I'm changed. I was on this faithless mission, and the next thing I know, I got faith on a mission. After going with the flow, I had faith for my vision. It was faith as a mission. What a day for decisions. like I was in prison. Light shine like a prism with no isms or schisms. I held my position. Lord, you know my condition. I was like God. My faith hook is like fishing. When my sight come back, I'm praying and wishing. Now I finally listen, cause it's quiet like an intermission. And it's quiet like I'm in a mission, but I'm grateful for his intentions. Cause even though my sight's gone, so are the scales that were in my vision. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.